gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning, Wednesday. It's Toby from This Is Us says it's hump day. Oh yeah, hey, good morning. If you're wide awake, you're barely got your eyes open, you got those crusties you got to get out. We don't judge you. We're just glad that you're here. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We have got an awesome show for you. We're just about 10 minutes away from the garbage. Alex got a lot to get to with that. Also this morning, Pork Chop, our very own Pork Chop, has, what's the best way to say this? An extended house guest? That's at 7:30, 6:30 Central. I want to talk about that because, well, he won't ask when they're leaving. It sounds like a modern day... what's the word where people just, won't get out of a house? What is that called? They take over it?
Like a squatter?
Squatter. We have a modern-day squatter at Pork Chop's residence, and I don't think they're ever going to leave.
I don't either.
This is going to be very interesting. He has told us a bit, but I know we can get more out of him. That's at 7:30, 6:30 Central. Also this morning, can we get an Alex dating update? Because I heard you might be going somewhere.
Yes. I have a story for you.
Okay, that's coming up around 8, 7 Central here on the Joe and Alex Show. Now, of course, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Get an idea of what's coming up. And you can always check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. I don't know how the rest of your day was, Alex, but I don't think anything would top what happened to you and me when we went and did our Joe and Alex Show book buddies yesterday. That was quite the experience. I don't think I'm ever going to read to kids again.
Why? Oh my gosh, what happened?
It was traumatic for me. I don't know about the kids.
Wait, what was traumatic for you?
Well, I've heard of it, but I never read the book before. It was a Dr. Seuss book. Alex and I got to take turns reading The Lorax, which is a long book. Green Eggs and Ham, not that long. But we did have a fun time yesterday. Third grade teacher, Miss Parker. So shout out to her and the principal and Claudia, the daughter that was there. And what's her name? Carolyn, the mom, I believe it is, that invited us out there to read. I know they're going to hate me for saying this, but I'm not doing it ever again. Because The Lorax was too damn hard. We have to have rules here on what books we read. Because I don't know what grade were they in, third grade?
It was Dr. Seuss, so the words are made up.
They're not even real.
Oh, okay.
They didn't even, they were so hard to read. The kids were, I think they were laughing at me, Liv. I couldn't read. They're like, he's a dummy.
It was like you were in grade school over again.
It was all over again. It's like Lord of the Flies.
So yeah, it's a shout out to West Newton Elementary School. But the funniest thing happened. We just get there. We walk right in. Joe and Alex are so excited. And they're like, hey, does anyone have any radio questions? And this girl right in the front raises her hand right away. And Joe and Alex are like, yeah, what's your question? And she says, I listen to the radio every morning. My favorite is the Smiley Show.
Now, if you're in Indy, you know that show. It's another morning show in Indianapolis, Indiana. But if you're in Houston, it's a show, pretty big that we'd go directly up against with our format. And I'm okay.
She's brave.
She's going to get
held back. I'm like, can we write her up?
She's going to have a second year next year in third grade.
I went to the office to try to find the girl's name. I was going to call CPS just because I'm like, no parent in their right mind. Well, we'll let them listen to our show or listen to that show. I was like, that's bad parenting. So, no, all kidding aside, though, it was really fun. And we always have a good time when we get to do things like that. So definitely looking forward to doing more. You can check it out. We're going to post, I think, a little video or a picture up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram of what happened. Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. It's funny that you guys went and read to third graders because I actually read to my boyfriend last night.
So you read to him?
Yes. Okay. So he has to read this emotional intelligence book for his work. like his team leader for his like real estate group wants him to read it because it talks about like how you can manage your emotions in the workplace to like get the best out of.
Was that a dig? Was that a side swipe at Jewel Daddy? Like he's not managing his emotions in the workplace, right?
No, they make every new person read it.
Oh, okay.
So that way you don't have to deal with your crap.
But
can Joe borrow it when he's done?
No, I was literally thinking all of us, not even Joe.
Oh my God, yeah, don't throw that on me.
All of us need to read this. I'm not kidding. And there's a quiz you take about like, it's like a 200-question quiz.
Oh, you got I love quizzes. See,
that quiz would make me angry. This isn't a BuzzFeed. What kind of taco are you?
I am telling you what, though. Like, we seriously need to do it. But Jewel Daddy is just super slow at reading sometimes.
What were some of the tips?
Well, they weren't tips. This was like, I read him like the first three chapters. It was like 26 pages. And it was just talking about emotional intelligence and how it compares to IQ and how it's even more, it's more beneficial than IQ because an IQ you can't change. Like an IQ is stagnant. Like that's
right. You're born with it.
Yes. But in emotional intelligence, you can like learn how to like better your emotional intelligence. And they said that they've like been like studying this for years and years and decades. And they said that with each point, your emotional intelligence goes up. There's like a direct correlation of with each point, your salary goes up by $1,300.
Interesting.
So you're pretty just dumb
because,
then.
Well, just because.
Come on, there was a joke. I went right to it. Come on,
yeah,
can I get a little
like, dumb? That's how important emotional intelligence is in the workplace, and it can make you just very successful, is basically.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah, but he's really slow at reading. So, like, I was, like, reading it to him because, like, I wanted to, like, I wanted him to like be done reading it. So I was like, I'm just going to read it to you. You just have to listen.
I don't think that's the most effective way there, Liv. I think it's good for him to do it on his own.
His friend kept coming in and was like talking to him. And I was like, I'm not reading this for my own joy. I'm reading this so you can learn. So stop talking. I feel like a teacher.
I'm so upset. I made a mistake yesterday.
Oh, pork chop. What are you doing
you
now?
You making a mistake? No.
Yeah, I can't do my 24-hour urine test because it says that I can't have coffee 3 days before. And I had coffee two days ago.
Jeez.
And, it says I have to keep it cold. So I think I have to bring, like, a lunchbox with ice in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty lax on things, but I'm not letting you put your pee jar in the fridge.
I can't believe they're making you pee for an entire day into a jug.
It's called a 24-hour calcium urine test.
Is it, I would think that they would have, like, a fancy jug for that or something.
It's just, like, your typical biohazard brown jug. It's a
big one. All right. If we don't have to talk about that ever again on the show, I would be totally fine with that, if I could be honest. But that's cool.
Yeah. So
congratulations on not being able to carry your pee around.
Oh, and my cat jumped on my back this morning and scratched it.
Oh, sounds like you might catch the cat scratch fever.
Yeah, was your day any better than mine, Joe?
0-for-2 on my jokes, by the way. Ted News at reference. Yeah, it was good. We got to read with the kids yesterday. The book buddies had a really fun time. Alex, what's coming up in the garbage this morning?
Cardi B was calling people out on Instagram yesterday. Who's suing Jussie Smollett now? And did Travis Scott steal one of his songs?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B is sticking up for her man Offset after calling out urban music blog and Instagram account The Shade Room for their negative comments about him in a series of videos on Instagram. Cardi said, Offset donated $25,000 to the Ellen Foundation for the kids in Africa. Did The Shade Room post it? No. Is The Shade Room posting out this man is promoting a cancer-free campaign? No. Are they posting any positive investment talk that he's been talking about in his interviews? No. But they sure post the way he had drama with his baby mama. They sure posted about his court cases, right? I'm not saying only I want people to post positive stuff about us. At the end of the day, a blog is a blog, and I feel like they've got to post the good and the bad. But come on now, that bias crap that people want to do because they're on some hate campaign, they're on some F Cardi B campaign, it's trash. Why do people want us to change? For what? Why change? Y'all don't post the change, y'all don't post the good, y'all don't post the accomplishments, y'all post the effed up crap, so WTF. The Shade Room is yet to respond, and the video seemed to have been removed from Cardi's profile now. After being arrested in Georgia last summer, Offset is now facing charges for firearms possession by a convicted felon, misdemeanor charges for marijuana possession, and the initial traffic violation that got him pulled over in the first place. The felony charge of possession of a weapon during the commission of a crime was dropped, and Offset is due in court in May after entering a plea of not guilty. He has not released any comment on the situation.
I think you get Cardi B talking. That's all you need. She'll represent you.
The brothers who admitted to helping actor Jesse Smollett stage a racist and homophobic attack on himself are now suing Smollett's lawyers for defamation. Their claim says that his lawyers and their firm continued to talk publicly about how the brothers led a criminally homophobic, racist, and violent attack against Mr. Smollett, even though the lawyers know that isn't true. Smollett also says that the two masked men beat him, hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him, doused him with some sort of chemical substance, and looped a rope around his neck. No word or comment has been released from Smollett or his camp. NSYNC is reportedly receiving offers to continue on as a band without Justin Timberlake. A recent Billboard source said that one industry person said that they could reunite and start out with a Vegas residency like the Backstreet Boys. One agent said that he thinks that they'd actually be playing arenas immediately. They said there's a whole new generation of fans that haven't had the opportunity to see the songs live. After performing at Coachella with Ariana Grande, the four other members of NSYNC haven't missed a beat, and the decision to continue on is heavily dependent on whether or not JC can handle the vocals. 3-6 Mafia's DJ Paul is suing Travis Scott after he claims he stole the hook of a song, and he now wants Scott to pay him $20 million. In the legal documents, DJ Paul says that Travis Scott's song No Bystanders took a hook that's almost identical to DJ Paul's track Tear the Club Up. So this is the 3-6 Mafia song.
Tear the club up, tear the club up, tear the club up, tear the club up, tear the club up.
Oh, yeah.
Tear the club up.
And this is the Travis Scott clip.
And ain't no one ever island. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds very identical to me.
Yeah,
they have a different word.
Close. Yeah. Well, if it's a different word in that case, then it's not even close. Yeah, it sounds very similar to
me. I think that he might have a chance here in court. And Dr. Phil talked about his famous mustachio.
In the 70s, I was a porn star. So listen, I've had my nose broken like 7 times. I played football, and I was a bouncer. And so it looks really weird. So I thought I'd grow some bushes around it and see if it would fix it.
All right, that's too much for me to handle right now.
The porn star was a joke.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Oh. I was like, oh my gosh, I never knew that.
Coming up in less than an hour, People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman of 2019 was announced yesterday.
For more garbage, go to joanalexshow.com.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Liv, what is a marriage license?
See, I know you have to get it to be married, but I don't understand what it does. Like, do cops just come by your house and when you say you're married, they like ask you for your like marriage license and like registration for marriage? Like, do you get a ticket if like you don't have it on hand? Like, do you get a ticket if it's like expired? Like, do you need to renew that every year? Also, like, if you're married multiple times, does that mean you have multiple like marriage licenses? And like, do you get in trouble for that? Are fake marriage licenses a thing, like fake IDs? Because if so, I mean, I know a guy. I mean, I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, looks like former Vice President Biden will launch his presidential campaign tomorrow. An inside source says Biden will announce it online in a video. The presidential field, if you're wondering how many people are going to be on the Democrat side, as of now, it's 20 people.
Wow.
Can't keep up. This is like the Hunger Games. You know what I mean? They're going to do all their debates and narrow it down. And as of now, here's how diverse it is, I guess. There's 6 women, 5 people of color, and 1 member of the LGBTQ community. Biden would be the most experienced politician as far as service and experience. And he would be the second oldest after 77-year-old Bernie Sanders. I don't get, like, maybe I'm just lazy and I think I'm not lazy, but, I mean, all respect, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, but if you're a certain age and you obviously have money while you serve and you have, like, insurance for the rest of your life, like, better than anybody, why don't you retire? Like, I wouldn't want to be, and same thing with, like, Trump or if, like, it was Biden or
Bernie Sanders.
See, don't I sound like the old guys? No, I want to retire. Like, what if you go in a year? Don't you want to enjoy
it? Yeah, if I was that rich and that old, I'd be retired to the Bahamas by now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Also, it's like a comical amount of people.
Like, how do you ever be on stage
like,
for that?
That's like, it's like turned into like an episode of Veep.
They can't fit all the people on stage. They have to do
there
like multiple
like
nights.
Two tiers,
I don't care what. So I don't have time for that. I'm very limited with my Netflix and stuff, and that does not work. Unless also, there's some kind of like talent show involved. That's what we need. Then you'd have like a talent show based competition.
Do you think we'll all get best friend bracelets if Joe Biden becomes president?
Like he'd give them out
like
to us?
He'll implement some sort of like tax plan.
I would like to see him make it far because I think Vice President Biden, especially with Obama back in the day, there's always the best memes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and I'm sure my God. I lived for Biden memes. Like, they had me in tears.
So,
Best friend bracelets, those were real. Like, he really made them for him and Obama.
Well, hey, you know what? I wish some other people on the show would take notice. Saying, I wouldn't mind having a Joe and Alex show best friend bracelet.
Well, we can get you a needle and thread. You can sew some up.
A needle and thread. Do you know, have you ever made a best friend bracelet? What needle
I thought you were going to ask her, have you ever had a best friend? I'm like, that's a low blow. How dare you? Okay, now this... I hate to jump to conclusions, but I'm not surprised if it is true. Confidential files on suspected pedophiles maintained by the Boy Scouts of America contain the names of 7,800 individuals. Let me repeat, 7,800 people that are suspected pedophiles. The organization's so-called perversion files have been previously disclosed through litigation, but the number of alleged abusers had not been known to anyone. But now a lawyer for a child sex abuse victim said that their list has 7,800 individuals accused of abuse and the names of more than 12,000 suspected victims.
Wow.
I can't tell you how disgusted and pissed that makes me. To hear that. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen in other places. I'm not just trying to single out. I'm sure there's a bunch of great people that have helped the boys and the Boy Scouts of America. But that is sick.
Do you think that this is the end of the Boy Scouts now? Because I kind of feel like it is. I don't know how they would come back from this.
I think it's a good point. It could be.
This is the next
Catholic. It sucks because there needs to be something for young boys and young girls. But yeah, I don't. That's a big blow. And
isn't this like the next big thing? Like this is like the next Catholic Church scandal.
Oh, for sure. And it's the same thing. It's been brewing for years. It's not like this happened 2 years ago.
But
it's
the
been
Catholic,
going on.
But the Archdiocese and the Catholic Church, like their stuff, they have way more powerful people to kind of help cover things up and still keep things going at this point, even after all their stuff has come out. But Boy Scouts doesn't have anything like that. So I feel like this is the end of the Boy Scouts.
It'll be interesting to see if that's right, Alex, or not, what'll happen. But I hope that if there are people that are still alive, I hope they're brought to justice and their victims can get some sort of relief for that. But obviously, they've already had the damage done. There's been another death at the Grand Canyon. National Park Service officials say rangers received a call at 1 o'clock yesterday reporting a person needed help. The park's helicopter and technical rescue team located the body of a 70-year-old woman about 200 feet below the rim. Now, the rescue team and the people aren't 100% sure. Photo, or she just was getting close and slipped. But why does it seem like these stories are happening more and more where people are doing things and falling? This scares the crap out of me. You know what? When I was on my honeymoon with my wife about 4 years ago, I recommend going, by the way, because it's actually cheaper than you think. We went to Ireland and have you ever heard of the Cliffs of Moher?
Yes.
Some of the most beautiful views I've ever seen in my life. But like I even did it too. I'm so close. I'm like, you know, I'm going to die if I go like an inch further. Or if this rock's like, hey, you're too fat for this.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure the Grand Canyon doesn't have barriers or anything like that. I mean, it's literally just an edge.
Yeah, like most of it is. I think there's some parts that have barriers, but like that's like mostly even at the top.
So how sad, whether she just was an old lady and lost her balance or if she was trying to take a photo.
Just terrifying. I can't imagine dying that way.
What's going on in Pennsylvania? I thought it was just all Amish people, but apparently some other people that are hella horny. Three Pennsylvania men were arrested for sexually assaulting more than a dozen animals over the last 5 years. The men have been accused of hooking up with a cow, a goat, 9 horses, and an unknown amount of dogs. Today's Indeed to Know News is just the sickest individuals I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, what is going on?
You can't make this up. And on top of that, a teenage boy was forced to restrain the animals while the men did what they did.
Ugh.
They're facing up to 41 years in prison. Why do we have to waste time? Why do we have to waste time with people like that? If we can truly like prove that they did it.
They only have 41 years, though. That's not even life. And they'll probably get paroled, so they're really probably only going to do less than half of that. So, and then think about the lifetime worth of damage they did to that teenage boy who was forced to participate. Like,
that's
sick.
So sad.
I don't understand people like
that.
Can
we end something on a happy note, please? Can you give us one?
Yeah, I got some. Hey, calm down, girl. I got you. Let me hook you up right now, okay? Las Vegas sports bettor, his name's James Holzhauer or something like that. I don't know his name. You know, I'm not known for words, but he's been on Jeopardy. I told you about that. Because if you didn't know, if you're new to the Joe and Alex show, a little over a year ago, my wife was on Jeopardy. She did not win millions of dollars, but she did do really well. Well, this guy is the second Jeopardy contestant ever to win more than $1 million during a daily run on the show. He won $118,000 during Tuesday's episode. That's the second largest single day total. This guy, Alex, I don't know how much you follow it, he has the top five spots for like most money won in a day. It's all him. Like
he's
broken that record. He's behind Ken Jennings, the guy that was on Forever, and he probably will break him. And his big strategy, we'll talk about it in a second. I got some audio because he was interviewed by ESPN, which is so funny. But there's a daily double where you can double up. If you have $5,000, you can make it all. And if you win, you get 10. If not, you have 0.
Got it.
He does that like a sports bet. He's like all in. So it works for him because he gets to a point where nobody else can catch him. Like he's like halfway through the game and he's up by 20,000. Nobody's going to be able to get enough points to catch him.
Do you know how old this guy is?
He is in his 20s, I believe. He's a young dude. But he's a sports bettor, so he's got money. But
that's what he does for a living, you mean?
He's doing the Jeopardy thing, but he's an actual sports bettor in Vegas. So that's what
That's what it is. He's got some kind of behind-the-scenes skill set. Like, I'm thinking of that movie. What
but
was
he's
that
smart,
movie
though,
called?
Too, though.
With 21.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of, where they go and they play cards and they scam the games because they're so
counting
smart.
Cards. You can't, like, count cards with sports betting,
Well, you can't do that for Jeopardy.
Yeah,
this
and
guy's
you can't
smart.
Do that for Jeopardy. The only thing you could do, like, for sports betting is pay off players to throw a game or something like that. Off refs.
Yeah, he's won $1,061,554. He's only done that in a total of 14 days, which
is
insane.
That's incredible. Good for him.
Let's see. Here he is with ESPN talking about his strategy.
What do you feel like has been the largest sort of contributor to this remarkable run you've been on?
I think the buzzer skill. You know, I practiced buzzing at home, but obviously on the stage is a completely different animal. And I think I'm just kind of lucky in a way that the buzzer technique I practiced turned out to be such a successful one. But I read an ebook called Secrets of the Buzzer. Go check Amazon.
What?
Had a lot of helpful advice in that regard, so maybe it wasn't
Alex,
all luck.
You understand.
Did Lindsay practice buzzing?
Like I said, my wife really was on Jeopardy. Humble brag. She's so smart. Yes, they practice. They have like a little pen. They have like a Jeopardy pen too, but they're like, you know how your pen goes click, click?
Yeah.
They do that because you might know the answer. It's like, the answer is America. But you have to hit the buzzer, then have like Alex Trebek calling you. Like, you got to be the first one in.
Right.
If you do it too early, it gets you locked out.
Oh.
So it's like, this guy's like sitting there like, beep, but I mean, I think this guy is kind of a turd, but he's very smart. There's no way you're not smart if you go this far along in any show. But he's been on other shows, too. He's been on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so he's got a long history of game show stuff. Let's get into some sports, and I got one more story to wrap up the need-to-know news. The Rockets are at home tonight versus the Jazz, trying to wrap up their series. They lead that 3-1. Yeah, I know. In Indy, the Pacers, they're out. Sorry, but we got to cheer for the Rockets because we're on the air on the new 92.1 radio now in Houston. So, Liv, what happened on the weekend, by the way? Why did they not sweep it?
They just had a bad game. I'm very confident, though, in tonight's game.
Okay. Peyton Manning, former Colts quarterback and also played in other teams. But
Denver.
He turned down a job to be an analyst on Monday Night Football. Remember, we were speculating on that.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN wanted him to replace Jason Witten, who was actually...
Jason Witten was so bad.
Yeah, he was terrible. He's actually going to play again this season.
Yeah, I know,
so.
But he's barely going to get paid anything. He's not actually going to play. And I'm telling you what, I guarantee that people talk to him and was like, look, you're going to get fired from ESPN. You might as well just leave and go back to playing before they fire you. It's kind of like cover it up, like a PR move. He was so bad.
All right, I'm going to wrap up Need to Know News. And I know this doesn't sound like good news, but I swear to God it is. Do you remember I told you last week about that boy that was thrown from the mall in Minnesota like three stories down? The guy picked him up. This is a random guy. No, Liv, please.
Yeah.
Doctors say, this is the family talked about it at church. It hasn't been very public in the news, but they talked about his condition. They've done like a 5-hour CAT scan on the boy because you'd assume he'd have like a lot of brain damage and probably not be the same after. He's still recovering. There's zero bruising on his brain.
Whoa.
There's zero brain damage. Can you think of how much of a miracle it is
that
some psychopath picked up this boy and threw him three stories down to the ground?
What an amazing ending to that.
There's something special about that. You don't just land that way. So.
That's
See,
incredible.
I told you I ended on a good note.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, I got one more. No, I'm just kidding. That's it. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out online. All you got to do is go to joeandalexshow.com. Good morning. How you doing? It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. And hold on. Let me get everything ready. Yeah. Paparazzi. Right, you got to talk, because I can't talk about this. It just sounds really weird if I'm doing it. Go ahead. I just can't. What's going on with this, Alex? You and Liv want to have a little discussion?
Yes, and you can weigh in if you want, 833-JOE-ALEX. I just wanted to talk about this because I just am fascinated by it, and I feel like I have so many things I could say. It all started with, I saw that DJ Khaled's son, Asad, has a little Instagram account just for his kid.
Probably had more followers than all of us combined.
Oh, 100%. And he posted a photo like last week of him. He pretends like it's his son posing. So he'll be like, oh, today I got this done. But it was him on a chiropractor table in his house. He was laying down or on the lap of their chiropractor. They had their chiropractor giving him an adjustment and a little massage and stuff. Like, this kid is living the life.
That,
I mean, and Asad Khaled is what, 3-4 years old?
Oh, he's got to be like, yeah, 3. I mean, I think he's 3.
He is my favorite celebrity kid right now. I am obsessed with following Asad because I think he's so funny and how he lives this little glamorous life.
I mean, he actually, if you look at pictures of him, he looks like a grown man. Like,
yeah, he does.
Like the way he's dressed and things like that. And like if you just see him walking, it's like almost like a mind twister because you're like, is that a kid or is that like a 30-year-old man? I cannot tell.
Yeah, he's going to be an absolute legend.
1,000%.
As he grows up, I think. And then I feel like everyone always wants to, when you talk about celebrity kids, like the two first ones that come to mind are Northwest and Blue Ivy.
1,000%.
So Liv, tell me, like, if we are going to weigh them against each other, just compare and contrast the two.
Okay, so I think it's hard because they both clearly live unrealistic, crazy lives. But I will say Northwest is, like, stunning. Like, Northwest is, like, exhaustingly pretty, I think. And
Blue Ivy looks like Jay-Z in a wig.
Oh, my gosh. That poor girl. That poor girl. She straight up looks like Jay-Z.
And I think the twins look like Beyonce. Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins
really posted a lot of pictures of the twins.
Only
like
a few.
But I think so. But like that also stinks too. But like imagine like when Beyonce and Jay-Z, it was like found out they were having a baby. Like it was like the royal baby. Like for the U.S. Like everyone was so excited. And then she looks dead ass like Jay-Z.
I know.
And
you know
so
what? Jay-Z is not super ugly. He's just... Okay, I give it to you. 833-JOE-ALEX. My brain's like kind of melting and catching on fire right now. I'm just wondering, does anybody else think about what Alex and Liv are thinking about right now? Because I would love to hear, even just women, guys, if you don't have anything, that's fine. Does anybody else ever think or just like compare these different celebrity babies, these Hollywood babies? Because this never once crosses through my mind.
Oh, it does
never.
For me.
Yeah, I think about them all the time.
I think, okay, here's what I think about Northwest and Blue Ivy. Yeah. I think Blue Ivy seems like she has she's way more mature than Northwest.
1,000%.
Blue
Ivy seems like she's actually
kids?
A little adult.
How old are these kids?
I think Blue Ivy, she must be like 7.
I bet she's 7.
Of course they're mature because the other kid's 5.
Well, okay, yeah, there is a little bit of an age difference, but yeah, I'm just saying personality in general, there's just different vibes. People have different personalities.
And even like when you see them like sitting in like stands at like basketball games or fashion shows or whatever.
They're different.
Blue Ivy is very kind of like composed.
Poised.
Yes, yes. That's a perfect word.
But
she's
Northwest, I think, is so, she's cool. She has the cool factor, but she is so annoying to me.
Yeah.
Something about her annoys
me. Oh my gosh, she irritates me so much. It's like she has this air about her and it's like, it's so irritating and so frustrating. She's just like Kanye.
And let's talk about Luna Legend, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen's daughter.
Oh my gosh.
She's one of my favorites.
I have no clue.
Hey, this is what I feel like when you and Liv discuss sports.
But I'm saying, like, does anybody else, like 833-JOE-ALEX, like we can talk about it, but I just feel like I right now could go take a dump because I have nothing to contribute.
I know, because
like,
you're a guy. Guys don't care.
But does anybody else contribute to this?
People do care. I'm looking up Northwest to try to figure out her age. And
Luna Legend is precious. I really enjoy following Chrissy Teigen on social media right now.
I love Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen's one of my favorite people, like, on social media. And just, like, one of my favorite celebrities right now.
Yes.
And Luna is so freaking cute. And I feel like Luna is, like, a perfect mixture between John and Chrissy.
I think she is, too.
Like, she's just so cute. And she's, like, just very... She's the one that seems like a kid the most. Don't you think?
Well, she's like little, but, I mean, she loves Sesame Street and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... What do you think? Who is your favorite celebrity kid? You can weigh in on our Instagram story. We put a little thing. You can type it in at Joe and Alex Show and tell us what you think.
I, like, just can't get enough of Northwest, even though she bothers me so much.
Northwest or Blue Ivy? Whose team are you on?
Whose side are you on?
Oh, God. I really thought that I was going to have a decent radio career. I tried.
you guys done? Oh, hey, Kayla. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Kayla?
Hi. I think that people absolutely do care about celebrity children because, I mean, they are in the public eye. I also feel like it's messed up to be like, well, this kid is so annoying. Like, of course this kid is annoying. All kids are a little bit annoying at some point. Like, these kids are going to hear what everyone's saying about them, and I think they live a really hard life. So I think to be like, oh, this kid is so annoying, well, you know what? She's growing up under a lot of pressure.
Should Alex and Liv right now apologize? No, you need to hold on. Should Alex and Liv apologize, Kayla?
Oh, well, I called before that, and I was told to turn my radio off.
Okay, here's the thing. I think, though, that obviously, yes, all kids are, like, annoying to some extent. Trust me, like, I have a bunch of nieces and nephews. I work in a daycare.
They grow out of it.
Yeah, they grow out of it. But I will say, if you're going to put your kid in the public eye like that, you have to be prepared for some sort of comment on it. I mean, there are celebrities that don't put their kids in the spotlight at all, like Kate Hudson. So we know nothing about her kids. Like, we're not talking about them.
Yeah, but what about the poor kids? They have no say in it. They're just little puppets. Hey, thank you, Kayla, for calling in. Naomi, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you joining in this conversation, or are you lost like me?
I'm joining in on the conversation. I'm a little like you, but I understand what they're saying about how, like, celebrity kids, when you see them, you always compare them to each other. Like, if they're not always in the spotlight, you don't really know.
Yeah.
But, like, definitely when I see them, I'm always like, oh my gosh, Blue Ivy's this and Northwest is this.
Yeah.
But, like,
who's your favorite celebrity kid right now?
Honestly, my favorite would have to be the Blue Ivy, the twins.
Okay.
Of Beyonce. Because, like, they're not really in the spotlight yet, so I don't know how they're going to turn out yet. So I'm, like, super curious.
It's the mystery factor.
Yeah, 1,000%.
See, Beyonce and Jay-Z are already prepping. They're like, okay, well, Blue Ivy, I don't know if the public is really in love with her and obsessed with her. We're going to really milk these twins.
All right. I don't know what we did, but I do know that it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I want to know what you would do if you were in this situation. Would you, like, do what this guy did and his buddies? Or you'd be like, nah, you know what? I'm cool. That's kind of an awkward thing. These group of guys saw an old lady eating alone, and they invited her over to join them. And, man, it's just, like, perfect timing that they did this. Here's what his Facebook post says, because there's a photo of this guy with his buddies and this older lady. He said, so tonight my friends and myself went out to eat at a place called Brad's in Oxford, and after sitting there a while waiting on our food, I noticed there was an elderly woman sitting alone. My exact thought was, dang, I'd hate to have to eat alone. So after thinking about it a few minutes, I walked over to her and asked her if I could sit with her. She said yes, and they talked for a minute, and after a while of talking, she told him that she'd lost her husband and that tomorrow would have been their 60th wedding anniversary.
Ooh, let's go, God.
I instantly gave my condolences and asked her to come eat with us, which she was excited to do. The point of this is always be kind and nice to people. You never know what they are going through. The woman changed my outlook on life and how I look at other people. Everyone has a story, so do not judge. And people, I can't stress this enough, go see your mom and your grandparents. They miss you. And the photo is awesome. I'll put this up online at joeandalexshow.com for you to check out. But multiple questions here. First of all, just in general, would you invite somebody if you saw them, and I'm not saying you're a bad person, would you invite somebody over if you saw them randomly eating alone? I tried it this past weekend when we were having some drinks, actually, outside at kind of a little tap house place. It's like a small little bar area. And I told my brother and my sister-in-law and my wife, I'm like, hey, you think we should invite that guy over? And my brother's like, no. So that's just the radio side of me. So maybe I'm way more like invitey over typey kind of a thing. But would you guys ever see somebody alone and invite them?
It depends.
On?
For me.
Like, explain.
So, I just, like, depends to see if, like, if they seem, like, sad or lonely. Also, like, if they're old. Like, I have a place in my heart for old people. Like, it's so weird. Ever since I was, like, a little girl, it's, like, I just love old people so, so much, and I just want them to be happy so bad. And sometimes seeing them alone, I've literally, like, started crying in, like, restaurants before when I've been, like, out to eat with, like, people and, like, my family, like, seeing an old person eat by themselves.
And you know what, Liv? I actually feel the same way, and... Well, if I was to see someone eating alone, I probably wouldn't invite them over or sit with them, only because I like to respect people's privacy and or their alone time. But something I have done is when I was waiting tables, if someone came in and they were eating alone and they were older, I was like extra, extra nice to them. I made sure.
Yeah, like linger at the table a little bit.
I would even sit down, talk with them a little, and because it is sad, you know, as, in case of situations like this where they lost their spouse. Very sad.
Yeah. Now, Alex, what about you?
If I didn't know Joe from Adam, and I was just out, you know, in a restaurant or whatever, eating alone, who Joe is my worst nightmare in public. To be approached by a guy randomly while I am sitting enjoying my chicken nuggets on my own and him bother me, asking me, like, do you want to sit with me? I would be, like, so mad because I love – so I eat by myself almost every day. Like, I love going out to lunch or dinner or whatever, and
Wait, Alex, I sit in there by myself.
I
thought you were the person that, like you wouldn't do things like that because you'd feel so awkward and weird.
No, I do it all the time, and I love it. I love being by myself. I love shopping by myself, everything.
Oh, my gosh. So
if Joe came and bothered me and was like, do you want to sit with me? I would be like, are you kidding
me? Does it have anything to do with his beard or his weight?
No, okay, it's just a person. Sure.
Like, pork chop. Alex would be like, sorry, I'm not interested in you. Alex would think I'm hitting on her. Like, would you like to sit with me?
I get that though, because you always kind of leave it up to like, the person could really be enjoying themselves.
Well, then I would feel weird to say no.
Right, exactly. Then you have to like, oh, I feel bad.
Now I got to sit with some strange dude I don't know. His wife and his two mangy dogs.
Liv, you know what, Alex? That is unnecessary, and I will never invite you to sit with us at a table again.
Stranger danger.
Liv the web girl. Liv the web girl. If you saw me or Pork Chop, would you invite us, or is it just old people that you care about?
I don't know. You guys both are kind of pathetic looking, so like maybe I would invite you guys too.
Wow. Okay.
I want to eat with you, Liv.
Yeah. I don't want to do that either. Thanks, Liv.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in The Garbage, People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman of 2019 was announced yesterday. This actor got drunk and emotional at a karaoke bar, and Snoop Dogg did the voiceover for a makeup tutorial on YouTube.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman of 2019 is Jennifer Garner. The magazine announced its cover star for the annual Beautiful issue last night. Garner's down-to-earth way of living, charitable deeds, and focus on being the best version of herself are just a few of the reasons why she was chosen to cover the Beautiful issue for this year. The actress notes that she never saw herself as being particularly attractive, even in her younger years. She said, looks weren't a big deal in my family. I don't think my parents ever said, you're pretty, so we just didn't think about it.
Then that means you're ugly, Jennifer.
She joins a very famous list, including Pink, who was chosen for last year's issue, as well as Julia Roberts, who has appeared on the cover of record-setting 5 times. If you want to watch, Jennifer Garner is going to be on Ellen today talking about it.
Do you have pressure now when you leave the house that you have to look beautiful all the time?
I don't know. Do you think? Do you think I should start like really turning it up for school drop-off and stuff?
Yes.
I think so. Yes. Yeah. Like I think I'll maybe wear some yoga pants, some leggings, and like maybe a ponytail and, you know, like kind of a scrubby just woke up or just worked out look.
Oh, that would be great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Completely go the other way.
I'll start doing that.
She's my favorite actress right now. Like, just obsessed with her. Really, I'm obsessed with following her on Instagram. She is very, very funny on Instagram.
Check her out. I would never think that.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'm telling you, she's one of the best accounts right now to follow. Just good, wholesome, cute, funny content, especially if you're a mom. Nicolas Cage recently split up with his rando, weirdo wife that he was only married to for 96 hours. They got married in Vegas, and then they got a divorce, and he was filmed singing Purple Rain really emotionally at a karaoke bar last night.
Let me purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
Woo!
Purple rain, purple rain.
All right, we got to go check check on Nicolas Cage. That does not sound good.
He is such a wacko. Like, literally a wacko. I know people that have, like, an actual Nicolas Cage phobia because he's so weird. Sean Diddick Combs, his ex-girlfriend Kim Porter, passed away in November of 2018 from pneumonia, and he has revealed now the last thing that she ever said to him. He's in the May issue of Essence magazine, and he said 3 days before she passed, she wasn't feeling well, she had the flu, she sent the kids over to my house so they wouldn't get sick, and one night when I was checking on her, she was like, Puffy, take care of my babies. She actually said that to me before she died. He also says that he feels like she is still guiding him and that she is there with him all the time. Snoop Dogg narrated a makeup tutorial, and it is the best thing that you'll see all week. He partnered with YouTuber Nikki Tutorials to narrate a makeup tutorial on 420 while using Marc Jacobs beauty products. So, like, she's doing the video. She filmed it herself and everything. You can see her putting on her makeup, but he's the voice behind describing everything that's happening. It's fantastic.
He might be one of the best commentators of all time.
So funny.
Put a little squirt here, squirt there. Clip the hair to get the hair out of the way so she can get those edges together when she started popping that makeup. You're looking good. Go ahead, girl. There's that Marc Jacobs collection. Put a little squirt here, squirt there. You understand me? Now she got to get the brush ready. Let the brush get used to her face.
I think we need to do something. It won't be as good as Snoop Dogg, but we need to have you or Liv do a video and me and Porkchop narrate it.
Oh, that would be funny.
Like, we try our best to do that, but
that's actually a good idea. Live the web girl. I'm emphasizing web. That's a good idea. Write it down. Kelly Clarkson shared her thoughts on the latest season of Game of Thrones and what she found out, or what she has found a little bit weird about the character Bran.
Are you kind of upset about this past one? I was like, first of all, can we make Bran a little less weird? He is so odd. I feel like in the end, he's just gonna kill everyone with his mind. He's like, I'm something else. Can you be specific, bro? You're just creepily hanging out in your wheelchair at the gate. The entire episode. It was odd.
What do you want him to do, Kelly? He's in a wheelchair.
I want to binge watch something with Kelly Clarkson. She is hilarious. Coming up in less than an hour, ooh, this was big yesterday. Britney Spears spoke about the rumors that she's being held against her will. She made a weird video, posted it. It's a cry for help, I'm telling you. We'll get into that in the next Garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right. It's about to get uncomfortable, but hey, that's what we do. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Pork Chop, let's get into it. What is the deal? You have somebody at your apartment, and how long have they been there? Let's get that one under control first.
My friend has been there for 4 weeks.
A month.
How long?
4 weeks.
A month.
A 12th of a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
So they told you, your friend told you that they were coming in just on vacation, like, hey, I'm coming to Indy to visit. Is it okay if I stay with you?
Well, he didn't necessarily say vacation, but yeah.
What did he say? What was the setup? What was expected when they came into town?
He's just like, hey, I'm coming to Indy. Is it cool if I stay at your house?
Because we broadcast out of Indianapolis, Indiana. So if you listen in Houston, we live and broadcast our show out of Indianapolis.
So that makes a little bit of sense saying he's going to come visit, but a month?
Yeah, he's been here for a month, so, I mean,
And this is affecting your boyfriend, Chase, a little bit.
Yeah, my significant other, Chase, he was like, hey, like, how much longer is your friend gonna stay here? And I'm like, well, I'm not sure. I haven't asked him.
And Porkchop doesn't want to ask because he's Mr. Nice Guy. He doesn't want, you know, his friend to think that he can't stay there because you don't have a problem with him being there. Maybe your boyfriend is starting to get a little antsy. He's kind of probably at the point where he's like, okay, if you're going to stay here for months and months, like, contribute to rent. If you're going to be a third roommate.
Yeah.
But you feel a little bit bad asking, and both Liv and I, we discussed this off the air, and both Liv and I were like, it's fair to ask, like, so what are your plans? Because it seems at this point like he might have just moved in with you.
Like, I wouldn't ask because he's not living with me, and, like, it's none of my business. But because he's living with you, I think that does, I mean, give you the right to ask.
Liv, when would you ask then? Like, we're a month in. If you were in this situation, when would you say something like, hey?
I would have asked something before they even got there in the first place. How long are you planning on staying?
For this particular person, I would say probably like week three.
Wow. You guys, okay.
But
3 weeks in, Liv. No way. Like, I think there's a preset arrangement. How long are you staying?
Yes, no, it's preset.
I think, like,
thank you, Alex.
If my friend, if, like, one of my best friends, like, came and said, oh, hey, I'm going to like come. Like, I don't know when I'm going to leave, like whatever. Like, in, I'm going to come indefinitely. When they would come, be like, oh, yes, like, when do you think you're leaving? Because it's just like a casual question. But I do understand that the person like that he's talking about, like his friend, is a very, very private person. So I think that's why I would maybe wait until week three.
He's not too private because, Liv, if he was so private, he would be privately staying at a hotel while he visits. Or an Airbnb.
I think he genuinely is moving in with you because I don't think he has somewhere else to live right now. And I think he just moved in without asking. And the longer that you go without asking him what his plans are, he's just going to keep staying there rent free.
833-JOE-ALEX. I mean, what do you guys think here? Is this person moving in? Like, is it kind of like squatting, like he now owns a room in your apartment? I think that's what's happened now. Is it legally now they're allowed to stay? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. And I mean, are you saying
supposed to ask him?
Well, he talks.
Hey, when are you leaving?
he talks about leaving soon and where he's going.
He does? You didn't tell us this.
How long has this been going on?
He's been here for about 4 weeks.
I know, but I'm saying, how long is the conversation? Yeah, I'm going to be moving on.
About a week ago.
About a week ago.
Still 3 weeks in, and then they start saying, you know, I might start migrating to somewhere else. I mean, I don't
know. Another couch.
Yeah, I'm looking to line up a place, you know.
I don't think it's rude of you to ask that question. You know, is it rude for Porkchop to be questioning this?
No.
833-JOE-ALEX.
Alex, it's not rude.
I think Porkchop is probably on the show the person that's most scared of confrontation.
So terrified.
1,000% scared. And I also think, like, your boyfriend, I think Chase is kind of not very confrontational either. So that just leaves a mix for someone squatting for like 3 years.
Does your boyfriend Porkchop Chase, does he actually know things that would set off this guy? Because I do. I know a little bit about him. And in that case, I would do things to kind of get him out. Because the person that's staying at your place is like a germaphobe. I would be the germiest person in the world. I would get germy, not on their stuff, but pretty dang close. I'd sneeze on them.
But you also have to remember, this guy has also stayed at my place like before he moved. His lease was up and he still had like a week left of work. So he stayed at my place for about a week, maybe a week and a half. And I mean, I've talked about my apartment before.
He's very tidy. He's not a nuisance. He's a great guy, great friend of all of us.
He was the best house guest in the entire world.
But I think it's normal to still ask that question because that's honestly, if you're like, Porkchop is the one that needs to save money and stuff. Hey, if he wants to charge him, you know, a third of what the rent is, just a very cheap amount to just even stay on the couch for an extended period of time.
Especially with Porkchop, his situation, Alex, he's struggling with money, even just $100 a week.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Even just like, well, I wouldn't say $100 a week. Like, I think that's pretty steep. But even just
not. Go to a hotel, Liv.
Part of the electric bill or the water bill. I know, but this is a friend. Like, I would never, if my friend was in town.
Friends don't stay for that long.
I would never, that's not true.
Stay for that long. I just think because you're friends, you should be able to ask your friend, like, hey, so what's your plan? Like, do you think you're moving back to town? Because he's staying this long. I don't understand. It's weird to me that Porkchop doesn't ever ask these questions.
Yeah, I think it's also
confrontation.
Weird.
Confrontation.
I know.
But how is that confrontation, though?
But it's like a normal friend question.
It's confronting someone with a question that could maybe be uncomfortable.
Jessica, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You had a similar experience?
Yeah, morning. I so did. So we had a friend that was staying, I mean, super similar. And after a while, we're like, hey, you need to leave. They refused. So we called the cops.
Oh,
to, you know, escort them out kindly. And the cop informed me, hey, in Indiana, as long as they are contributing, whether that's food, money, whatever, to the household, they cannot legally kick you out because you are a paying contributor.
No way.
Oh, Porkchop, you better make sure they're not listening to today's show.
Did you ever have a conversation with this person before you called the cops? Like, hey, so when do you plan on leaving? Or did you just go straight to the cops?
Of course. Oh. No. It was, hey, you know, I'm down on my luck. Can I stay with you for a while? Of course. I'm super kind. No problem. I've been there myself.
And they were there for how long before the cops?
About a month and a half. Ooh. And then things just, he was acting a little weird and we're like, you needed to leave.
Wow. Okay. Porkchop, I know you were answering phone calls in this one, but Jessica said that after a month and a half, she finally had to evict the person via the cops. Are you willing to do that?
I don't think if I have to, I guess.
I mean, I would never do that to a friend.
I wouldn't do that.
I could never do
but
that to a friend.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But would a friend really be a friend if they stay that long?
Is a friend really a friend if you can't ask them a normal basic question like, hey, how long are you planning on staying?
I don't think
that's
so.
Not that is not, I know, but that's a normal conversation.
But if they don't know and they like are kind of, they don't know like what is going on with their life right now. They don't have stuff figured out.
But that's the thing. Why not convey that?
It's an uncomfortable question.
Okay, but if they're your true friend, if someone is your true friend, then you should be comfortable being able to confide in them about that stuff. I don't get that.
I would never, Alex, imagine showing up if you were my quote-unquote friend outside of radio. I didn't know you. And you're like, yeah, Joe, you can stay for a week, which would never happen.
And
but,
just casually never discuss it.
But do that. I know you would ask me, well, when are you leaving?
Yeah, it's so awkward.
But after that, like, hey, I thought, you know, are you staying long? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's rude. This person isn't rude necessarily. As I know who they are, but I can't believe
they've been there. They're never rude. This is just weird.
It's very weird to me.
Strange. Scott on Twitter said, mail yourself a fake letter from your landlord saying they think you have an illegal sublet. Then you can bring it up without making it seem like it's you bringing it up.
That is freaking genius.
We just got a tweet from Edgar. He says he's homeless and wants to know if he can move in, Porkchop.
Porkchop, what do you say?
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
But I sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something deserve a hug every morning and butterfly kisses at night.
Our daddy-daughter dance is creepy as hell. Well, this one guy says, yeah, they are kind of freaking weird and I don't want to go to it. He says they're creepy and they sexualize the relationship between a daughter and father.
Oh,
the whole
please.
Thing just grosses me out and makes my skin crawl. I love my daughter, according to this guy, with all my heart, but I don't want to date her. The dad told his wife about his feelings and she lost it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Now, I saw some people online and I'm going to read more into the story. They kind of agreed with the guy, but I'm wondering if anybody actually agreed. Saying, you know what, daddy-daughter dances are kind of weird, or maybe they kind of creep you out, you just don't feel comfortable with them, or if it's like, this guy's just being a turd, like, what are you talking about? It's such a great thing for a father and daughter to share.
Yeah, he's being a turd.
The dad pointed out some daddy-daughter dances are definitely creepy, like purity balls. Did you guys ever hear purity balls? I had to look this up.
Yes, I went to them all growing up.
You pledged your virginity to your dad.
You don't pledge your virginity
some
to your
virginity
dad.
Some virginity balls, you pledge your virginity to your father till you're married.
Well, yeah, but the way you're saying
from what
that
I
is
was
creepy,
reading online,
you just basically
it sounds creepy.
You pledge purity that you're going to stay pure till you're married. Yes.
Yeah, you're not hooking up with your dad. But you're saying like he's gonna like give you away. Then that's when his little girl can lose the big V.
Yes.
Well, Liv, you can say ew, but I'm just telling you what it actually says here. Okay, I didn't come up with it. Are regular school father-daughter dances as creepy as purity balls? I don't think so. But in general, 833-JOE-ALEX, do you agree with this dad? I would be so surprised if one person listening thinks that daddy-daughter dances are creepy.
So you think everyone's going to say no, they're not?
I think so. But I was reading online. That's the only reason I thought we could talk about this. Because a lot of people online were saying, you know, as a father, as a man, I kind of feel uncomfortable about him too. I'm like, why? You're like, it's not like you're bumping and grinding with your daughter, like getting all freaky. Like, oh yeah, girl, give it. Like, it's like, you're just slow dancing with your daughter. Live the web, girl.
If you think that father-daughter dances are like sexualizing your daughter, that's on you. You have some messed up thoughts going through your head that would even happen.
I loved her first. I held her first.
Did you ever do a daddy-daughter dance, Alex, with your pops?
Multiple.
Really?
Tons of purity balls, tons of purity functions.
And look how that turned out.
And it worked. Hey!
Well, she's a little crazy, though. I don't know about all that. All right, let's go to the phones. 833-JOE-ALEX. Chris is on the show. What's up, Chris? You are a father?
I am. I have three girls. When I was on the PTO board for my daughters, I suggested it just be a daughter dance. Because in the world we live in, you know, some people don't have their dads. Most of the time, they get there, they find their friends. You don't see them.
Yep, you know, 100%. I hung out with my friends a lot.
That's not even what it's about. This is a chance for father to, you know, give her a rose, show her what it's supposed to be like. So, you know, when it comes to maybe like prom or something like that, she knows what to expect.
Yes,
you know,
as a father.
Well, you got to show her the butt squeeze because that happens at prom. I mean, you got to show her the butt squeeze then if we're talking prom.
No.
That's ridiculous. You don't have kids. You don't have kids. You have Benny and Paddington.
You know what? They like when I scratch their butt, okay, Chris? So maybe I know what I'm talking about. No, hey, thank you, buddy. We appreciate your call this morning.
If more dads were dating their daughters, I think that we would see an entire shift in society. And by dating your daughter, I mean, like, as a man in her life, the main man in her life, I think it is so important to take her on little daddy daughter dates and show her, open the door for her, show her chivalry, teach her about what it's like for a man to truly respect a woman so that they know what to expect and what to demand in their relationships going further in their life.
Tamara, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
I think that the fact that he thinks that taking his daughter to a daddy-daughter dance is, like, sexual, that really concerns me. Because the point of a daddy-daughter dance is to show your daughter, you know, how you're supposed to be treated. You know, how you're supposed to be treated at a dance, how you're supposed to be treated on a date. You know, it's setting that example and that high standard.
What if
for
he
your
just,
daughter.
What if it's not the sexual thing? He just says he feels uncomfortable. I don't know if he feels uncomfortable being like in a room with all these other girls. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and not make him be a creep. Maybe he is. But can you kind of see any of his side or no?
I don't.
The most devastating part of this story for me is that knowing, like, if this is how this dad feels about this, it is painfully obvious he's not going to be close to his daughter going forward in her life, because you can't get comfortable enough to just spend some alone time with her, take her to a little dance.
That doesn't
take
mean
take her on a
okay.
little date.
I just think that's true.
That says a lot.
I don't think it's true. He didn't say, I don't like hanging out with my daughter at all. I feel weird hanging out with my daughter. He says, I don't like the idea of going to a daddy-daughter dance. Maybe you're right, Alex, but I don't think that's a catch-all. Let's wrap this up with Lucas, but why don't we put a poll up on our station Facebook page. You can just search for Radio Now, give it a like, and we'll see if you think it's creepy or if it's, you know, this guy is totally wrong. Lucas, you're on the Joe and Alex. What do you want to say about this dad feeling uncomfortable saying that sometimes, you know, daddy-daughter dances are kind of creepy?
Well, I'm kind of split between both yes and no. Last month, I went to a father-daughter dance with my daughter, and there were songs that were great. You know, we had fun. They had activities on the side, but, I mean, there were songs on there that were, you know, from the club that I recognized. I was like, wow. Okay, this is a little inappropriate.
Lucas,
this is an elementary school.
Lucas, with that being said, I actually DJ weddings and father-daughter dances
now,
and things like that.
No, that's the creepy part. Well, that's creepy.
No. So I was doing one, actually. And I had to go to the bathroom, so I put it on auto, but I didn't auto set it right, and frickin' Thong Song came on.
Oh, poor job. Come on.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay. Wow. It's been a while, guys. We have an update, it sounds like, with Alex in her dating life. And what does it have to do with going on the road? What is this?
Well, if you are new to the show, just as a recap, on Valentine's Day, I broke up with my boyfriend of a year.
He was Egyptian.
And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but, like, you know, I still feel like he is my soulmate, and I still love him. So I'm, like, kind of chill on the dating scene right now. I'm not, like, actively going out with people.
You're not putting it out there?
No, just because I'm, like, kind of dealing with that right now. So I did get a weird text message from someone I know. So there is this married couple that I am friends with. And I have gone out to dinner with them multiple times. I am good friends with both of them. And this guy, like, casually, this husband was texting me and just talking to me about some stuff. And he, like, mentioned how, this month I need to go down to Florida to, like, do some stuff with my vacation home. And he's like, you know, if you wanted to, you could come with. You could have a break from work and I could have a break from work. Like, haha. And so I thought he was joking. So I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Count me in. I'd love to come. Like, obviously thought this guy was just being, like, nice, funny. Like, oh, yeah, let's go on a vacation or something. He responds, he's like, yeah, I mean, like, I think it would be great, like, we can ride down together, just let me know, these are the dates that I'm available and all this. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he is not including his wife in any of this conversation. And so I'm just reading these text messages, like, and I just said, ha ha, I know, like, yeah, this sounds good. And like, would put a thumbs up. Like, I'm trying to keep this conversation real casual and like, let him know, like, yeah, I'm not gonna be able to go. So then it gets so far because he keeps on like reiterating, like, let's make a plan, just let me know. And so I finally said something like, yeah, dude, I'm not gonna be able to take off work. Like, so that's what I said. And he was like, well, just ask and let me know. Like, he wouldn't let it go. And so I got so uncomfortable, I just stopped responding. And now this girl's husband has texted me like a few times since. I just haven't written back, like asking, like, hey, so did you ever find out? Like, would you want to come down with me and, like, you know, have a few days in my vacation house? There is no mention of his wife. Like, come with me and my wife. Nothing.
This is sounding interesting.
So I finally get asked to go somewhere, do something with some guy, and he's married.
Is there a possibility they are split up right now or separated?
I checked her social media, and for the last several days and weeks and everything, she has regularly posted about him like normal.
I think that we might have a little three-way action.
Is this not so uncomfortable? So I had no idea what to do. I just stopped responding. But I'm friends with this couple.
Well, it sounds like you're about to be a lot more than just friends. I mean, if I had to predict anything.
Like, why would he put me in that situation? It's so weird. Because you know what would happen and why I didn't say it? I didn't say, like, well, what would your wife think about this? Because then, of course, he's going to be like, well, what do you mean? Like,
He's
going to play it on me. Like, how dare you ask that? Of course my wife would know
or
something.
Or maybe the wife is like, hey.
Don't say it like that. You know, suggest something that you and her would do when you're down there.
Oh, that's a
good
idea.
You're so smart, pork chop.
Yeah. Be like, oh, I can't wait. Ooh, me and your wife, we have to get our nails done when we get down there.
And then see if he's like, oh, she's not coming.
Yeah.
Would you go if his wife didn't go?
No. I don't. I'm not going on vacation with a married man.
Oh my God. You seriously don't know how to have fun.
Go and get separate rooms.
Yeah,
that is so uncomfortable and so inappropriate. Even if we had separate rooms, that's inappropriate. You guys don't think that's inappropriate?
Not at all.
I'd go and I'd be like, I'm bringing Chase too.
Inappropriate for me to go on vacation with a married man if we have separate rooms. 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539.
I would never.
So are
never.
You? Are you? Where do you stand right now? Is this done?
I guess our
happening?
Friendship is over, which is super awkward because she has no idea. So she's probably going to be texting me or asking me to hang out soon, and I'm not going to be responding because I feel in the middle and weird.
Does he know the friendship's over yet, or you haven't broken that news?
Well, no. I'm just not responding, like I said. So I haven't said, like, you know, don't text me anymore. This is inappropriate. I don't know how to respond.
Are they the kind of people that are open to that? Like, it's not like he's going behind his wife's back. She's like, oh, yeah, cool.
No, I think that he is going behind her back. It's very weird to me that he would not mention her. They're, by the way, here's the juicy part. They're, by the way, the couple on Facebook and stuff that every 5 seconds, oh, my baby sent me flowers today at work. Like, they're like the picture perfect, everything is super amazing couple. That's who they are. And behind her back, he is asking me to go on vacation with him to their vacation home.
I love this. Sarah's on the Joe and Alex show. Sarah, what did you want to say?
I was wondering if she had mentioned the conversation to the wife.
No.
And I was, why not?
Because I'm too scared. I don't know what to say. What if I, like, ruin their marriage? And what if he then texts me, like, excuse me, how dare you insinuate that I meant go on vacation, just us, or something like that?
Alex,
what if he tries
doesn't
to play it off?
She doesn't want to be caught as the homewrecker.
Yeah.
Do you realize how much, you know, the issues you give Joe about talking to other people and, like, him not mentioning it to Lindsay or when he does, and you're going to keep this from a friend?
Louder for the people in the back!
But I'm not going. Joe would agree to go and stay in separate beds. I'm just like,
no,
I'm not going to say anything.
No, you don't do that. If somebody is married, you do not engage with their husband at all, friend or not.
I was trying
you're a
not
bad
to.
Friend.
I was trying not to. He texted me.
No, you say something to the wife. You need to put your big panties on and say something to her. That's just rude.
Live the web girl. What do you think here?
What if this entire time this guy is like, oh yeah, like I texted Alex to see if she would want to come down too.
Exactly.
She like had an interest, you know, like
I don't know what
he's
saying.
His wife, and his wife was like, oh, what is she saying? And then you're like acting.
Go tell
like,
the
wow,
wife.
Alex
you
is-
tell the wife. What kind of friend are you? You say something to the wife.
Hey, by the
maybe
way,
maybe he's doing with other people.
But then, what if the wife is knows about all of this and is totally cool with it, and then she goes and
then there's nothing to be afraid of. But if you want some sort of trust, you know, with this person, you gotta say something.
But she's like one of those people that I'm not BFFs with or anything. Both of them are not. They are like casual friends that have gone out with a handful of times for dinner.
Also, if she is wrongly accusing this guy of hitting on her,
then I destroy everything.
And then, yeah, his wife is going to be like, are you crazy?
Alex,
like,
why do you care now? You're always destroying my relationships, accusing me of things that aren't true. Now you care about somebody else. Now there's a difference.
I am not.
Sarah, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's say hi to Renee. Renee, is this okay?
Okay, first off, totally not okay. 100% without a doubt, not okay. And the reason why I say this is because one, Alex, you have every right to feel awkward, and I would be awkward too because I'm like, seriously, dude, you're married. I'm more vocal and more outspoken, and I'm not saying, Alex, you're not. You are. But I would honestly be like, okay, I got to say something to the wife. I've got to be like, okay, look, your husband's texting me this information. I'll show you all the texts, you know, just one so it looks like that you didn't provoke it, that you didn't start the conversation or any of that. I understand by not wanting to say anything at first because I would feel honestly horrible if I broke up a marriage, but this is one of the main reasons why there's issues with marriages is that friends do not want to come up and say something. They don't want to be open and honest about things.
I could throw
because
up.
They don't want to ruin friendships and they don't want to ruin certain things, but who's to say that he hasn't done this with other people? And they've even done a study that anybody who drives more than 45 minutes a day honestly thinks about cheating. And if he's going on a vacation to go do work down there, I can only imagine what he does if Alex wasn't with him down there.
Okay,
dang,
but can
Renee's got the facts.
Let me just tell you a little bit of a, oh God, I'm
so
scared.
Are you still holding back?
This.
There's more mysteriousness?
Yes. This person is locally famous. And if I am the girl that starts these rumors or drama, confronts the wife, all this, do you see how difficult this is?
Hold on a second. Porkchop, hop in the mic here. Liv, you too. You're pretty smart. Locally famous. Now,
yes.
When you say locally famous,
I cannot give you any more details. That is more detail than I could give for this segment.
Write it on a piece of paper for me.
No.
I'm going to keep on asking. I need to know, like, like their line of work.
No, I cannot. I will whisper it to you.
Okay.
But do not give a hint of what it is.
I won't.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me make sure. I'm going to turn the mics off so I can actually know this for real. Hold on. Oh my God. Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
It is.
I think something's going on here.
It is an incestuous web of all these people that I know.
Something is going on here, Alex.
It's very uncomfortable.
Oh my God. I love this. Can I please tell everybody?
No.
Please.
No.
Porkchop.
You are sworn to secrecy.
Do you know who it is, Porkchop?
No, I heard.
He just moved here, so he doesn't know.
I saw a little, like, I don't know, lip movement, and I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah. That's a pretty big name.
So this is pretty uncomfortable.
All right. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to call? You need to call today and just like clarify it. You got to.
I am not calling anyone.
What are you going to do then? Just go on the trip?
No, I'm not going. I'm just never speaking to any of them again. I'm just going to pretend like I just fell off the face of the earth.
Oh, the old I disappeared scene. Okay.
If I see them in public, I'm just going to wave and smile. I'm going to smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave. And then I'm going to walk away.
All right.
That is it. I am way too chicken. So I know that I seem very like a strong, someone that's not afraid to confront on the radio. In real life, I am such a pansy chicken when it comes to confronting people. I hate it.
All right.
So I can't do it. I'm sorry.
For the record, if anybody listening on the Joe and Alex show wants to take my wife on vacation so I don't have to pay for it, you can't. I mean, I don't give permission for you to hook up with her, but you could take her, and that's totally fine. We are the Joe and Alex show. What? On radio now. I'm into it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
You can let us know, Joe and Alex Show, send us a tweet, what you're into, but it could be a movie, food, TV show, maybe a fashion product, whatever it is. We like to hear from you. I'll say it. This is so cheesy. I think everybody is. I'm really into Game of Thrones, but I mean, I think everybody is right now. But
except me. I tried the first 3 minutes and... and
Alex,
dipped out.
Come on, you gotta give it like 3 seasons.
I don't like
out.
War, and also the camera, like the colors of the way it's filmed.
I don't like
depressing.
Earthy colors.
No, seriously, it's depressing.
It makes me happy. Okay, so what are you into this week, Alex?
I am into fashion.
Yeah,
I am into these leggings. The brand is called Yogalicious. So I always am singing in my head like Yogalicious definition, make them boys go loco. That's what I'm always saying. But I have found these. I've discovered them on Instagram. I ordered like 20 pairs in like all these
Hold
different
on,
colors.
20 pairs?
Yes, I'm wearing them now. They are the softest leggings I've ever felt. Here, feel my...
This is she's giving me permission to feel... Where am I feeling?
Feel my leg. Feel just the material. Like butter.
Wow, besides all that stubble on your leg, it feels pretty smooth.
Yogalicious is the brand. They are the nude tech high waist ankle length leggings. They are only, here's the best part, these are high quality, amazing workout leggings, or you can wear them casually like I do because I like really don't work out. They're only $28.99. They come from anywhere from extra small to extra large, multiple colors. And these are, when I say high-waisted, like they actually go above the belly button. So they hide in your whole pooch. It's amazing.
How many pairs did you buy?
A lot.
How many?
I don't know, 4 or 5.
I thought you said you bought 15.
I was like over-exaggerating.
Okay, because I was like, you spent like $450 on these pants?
No, I spent like a couple hundred.
Did you mean pouch?
No, said, pooch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she got like a little pooch right there.
The pooch is
a little tummy.
Your stomach, front butt area.
Whoa.
That whole area. Girls know.
Yeah, it can be the fat in the upper, you know, area too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, yep. I like pouch better. Anyways, are you interested with what I'm into?
Yeah, sure. By the way, you can swipe up to buy my leggings or see them at Joe and Alex Show on our story.
Pork chop, is yours also a pooch reductor?
Not at all, no. So my significant other Chase, he's originally from Michigan,
uh-huh.
and I lived there for 3 years, and there's a brewery called Bell's. And
love Bell's.
Yes, they make this beer called Oberon,
yep.
and it's a seasonal beer, and it's actually like a holiday in Michigan. It's called Oberon Day. It was a month ago, March 25th. And, well, this beer Oberon is out now, and that's what I'm into. It's so good. It's got this orangey flavor. And, yes, don't worry, if you are listening in Houston, they do have 100 locations in Houston that sell Oberon. So if you've never had it, I highly suggest trying it if you're over 21.
You know, in a side note here, like, I know, like, Shinerbach or whatever, that's in Texas, but I'm wondering if there's a beer, like, if you're listening in Houston on the new 92.1 radio now, if you could tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us a beer that you're into that's local there.
Yeah.
Maybe we could try out, because like that's
That'd
one of my
fun.
Favorite things. I absolutely love beer. Live the Web Girl, we got some social too for what we're into.
Yes, Living Like Larry on Twitter said, I've been into the After Book series by Anna Todd. It's literally the best thing I've ever read. I can't put it down.
Oh, I love reading.
After Book series.
Love
okay.
to read.
For you readers, not me.
All right, I don't know what this is. I'm going to kind of roll the dice on this. Josh is on the Joe and Alex Show. Josh, what are you into? Because I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, hey, Joe. My name's Josh. I wanted to share with y'all, it's not the colors of the earth that you like, but it's called earthing. And earthing is basically you share the same charge as the earth, which is what everybody used to do prior to, like, the 1950s. We all wore leather-soled shoes or we had dirt floors. And we got a free source of antioxidants.
No, I think you're misunderstanding. I don't like when I watch a movie and everything is like gray and black. Like the colors of the way it's filmed are depressing in Game of Thrones. Also, if you watch any movie that takes place in London in the olden days, everything is always smoggy and gray. And I hate watching movies like that.
But that's how it really
that.
Is.
I know. And so I don't like it.
Josh, do you smell like patchouli?
Only when I earth.
When he earths.
Oh, I'm earthing. Okay, thanks, buddy.
Coming up next in the garbage, Britney Spears spoke about the rumors that she's being held against her will, and it is juicy and a Kardashian spinoff that you've been waiting for.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Britney Spears updated fans on Instagram yesterday about her well-being after their concerns led to the hashtag Free Britney trending on social media, and they were protesting to set her free from the mental health hospital that she had checked herself into. She checked herself into this mental health facility in March for a 30-day treatment plan, and then she went on Instagram yesterday to set the record straight.
Hi guys, just checking in with all of you who are concerned about me. All is well. My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just needed time to deal. But don't worry, I'll be back very soon.
That doesn't sound like there's a knife to her or a gun to her head.
Well, she looked rough. And two, her mother has been liking people's tweets with the hashtag Free Britney. So that doesn't exactly bode well for don't worry about me. Everything's fine here, guys. That's super unsettling and weird.
These stories always amaze me. Of people in power, you think like, how could this be happening? But they're controlled.
Yeah, it's called MK Ultra Mind Control, baby. Look it up. YouTube that. You want to go down a wormhole of a conspiracy theory that will have you sleeping with your light on? MK Ultra Mind Control. The government is controlling the minds of celebrities!
And they're poisoning the water and making the toads gay!
Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, is said to be creating a Destiny's Child-based musical.
Yeah!
The show will be called Survivor, the Destiny's Child musical, and will premiere in Houston sometime next year. And they plan on taking it to Broadway, London's West End, and even a world tour. The musical will be told from Matthew's perspective, and he wants to show people an honest, behind-the-scenes look at how Destiny's Child started. There is no word yet on who will be starring in the production. I'm sure What's-Her-Face, the girl that doesn't ever do anything anymore.
Well, Kelly Rowland does stuff. Who's
Michelle,
the other girl?
I think Michelle, the one that like couldn't even get it together. She's like late for the Super Bowl performance. Like she's really a disaster.
I was busy. Sorry.
Yeah, that one. Like I think it's Michelle, but she, I'm sure she'll be in it.
There you go.
Bob Saget admitted to getting flustered about commenting on and showing support for his Fuller House co-star and friend Lori Loughlin, who of course is battling through the college admission scandal.
I have said it a lot. I get flustered because it's not. It's personal. And that's where I'm keeping it, and there's 30 years of love there, more than that. So that's all I got. I love her very much. That's it. That's more than no comment.
Merriam-Webster announced that they have added Eminem's definition of stan to the dictionary. Eminem introduced the term stanning to the world with his 2000 hit Stan. According to the dictionary, stan means an extremely or excessively enthusiastic devoted fan, and as a verb is defined as to exhibit fandom to an extreme or excessive degree, to be extremely devoted and enthusiastic fan of someone or something.
All right, all in favor that Alex is a stan for Taylor Swift, say
I'm okay. Saying I, of
self-admitted,
course I am.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you are ever on Twitter and you see people saying like, I stan, like that's what they're saying. That's where all this came from. And so now it's officially in the dictionary. And Scott Disick has a new show that is finally set to air 2 years after it was originally planned. It's called Flip It Like Disick. It will premiere this summer on E! If you don't know who Scott Disick is, he is Kourtney Kardashian's baby daddy and ex-boyfriend of many, 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 many years. He's been a part of Keeping Up with the Kardashians for the whole time it's been on. Sources say the show was delayed for 2 years because Scott Disick couldn't stop partying. So maybe he'll get it together enough for this.
Been there, bro. I know.
Right? Coming up in less than an hour in the next garbage, Cardi B was calling people out on Instagram yesterday. We'll talk about that.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Calling all parents, 833-JOE-ALEX. Time to get your act together. You're dressing like a bum. The principal at one Houston high school says your time is over. Listen to this right here, and then I want to know if you agree with this principal releasing a dress code for parents and guests, or if you think, excuse me? You can tell my daughter or my son how to dress, but you're not going to tell me.
The principal here at James Madison High School addressed a letter to all parents and guests who plan on coming onto school premises or entering any of the buildings, saying that they too should adhere to similar dress code rules as the kids, or be asked to leave. The letter was signed by Principal Carlota Outley Brown and outlined specific clothing items. banned from school grounds. That includes satin caps, bonnets, and any tops, bottoms, or dresses that are uber revealing or torn excessively or anything that shows too much skin. Parents or guests wearing pajamas, hair rollers, sagging pants, or house shoes will also not be allowed inside the buildings. Now, Principal Brown says the reason for setting these rules is so parents can lead by example and show kids what's appropriate and what's not in an educational setting. We spoke to some parents, and well, their reactions are split.
I think out of respect for other people's children, that it should be enforced. Parents come dressed as well as the children.
No, I don't think that she should, you know, enforce a dress code, you know what I mean? Because we're not kids.
Alex, do you think the last parent in there was wearing a Cookie Monster outfit, yes or no?
Yes.
She wasn't, but that's what I suspect. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, especially if you're a parent of a kid that goes to school that we're talking about in Houston, we're on the new 92.1 radio now, or just in general, do you think it's okay this principal's saying, yeah, this applies to you too? Because I do. I understand, like, we don't have to wear, like, suits and ties to go pick the kids up or go to the school, but isn't there something to be said, like, you are setting an example? Like, if you're dressing like a hooch, won't your daughter kind of dress like one? Or if you're dressing like a slob as a father, won't your son maybe, like, I'm a slob? Am I overthinking
that?
Yeah,
to a certain extent, a little bit.
I mean, I'm a bum. Don't get me wrong. I have no fashion, and I have, like, one pair of jeans and, like, three shirts. Ask Alex and Liv, the fashion experts on the show. They'll point it out to you.
I mean, I think that it's fair that the school ask this, but people are really upset about it.
And that's what I was surprised about. Are you upset about this or are you okay? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. What's up, Pork Chop?
I'm down with the uniform.
Yeah, like you keep up bringing up uniform. Did you wear a uniform, Pork Chop, when you went to school?
Yeah, I went to private school for like 12 years, like elementary, middle, and high school.
What kind of lunchbox did you have in elementary school?
I had like the typical like lunchbox.
I had Dr. Seuss. You didn't have like a theme?
I had
a
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one.
I had a tin Hello Kitty for a period of time, and I also had a plasticky Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah, no, I had nothing special.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Courtney.
Courtney, what's up? What do you think about the dress code?
So, I actually live near the school that's doing this. Mm-hmm. While I think it's a little bit, like, over the top, I kind of agree with it. I mean, I'm not going to show up to pick my six-year-old kid up at school wearing hoochie clothes with my, like, butt hanging out and
yeah, that's
like,
just for around home, like, you know,
all kinds of skin. I just feel like it's disrespectful to the children, to the teachers, to the other parents, to be walking around looking revealing. I mean, coming in your pajamas, I mean if I drop my kid off in my pajamas, isn't that my, you know, my problem? But
I don't think that's even a problem. If you're just dropping them off in the car, I don't think that is even what they're necessarily talking about. It's like, oh, you don't have proper driving attire. I think it's like if you're coming on in with your son or your daughter, that student, or you're visiting them, it's like, okay, maybe we can put some clothes on.
I mean, I agree, though, because, I mean, I live in Houston. I see a lot of the people who I would assume that this rule is pertaining to, and I don't understand why they would go out of the house looking like that anyway.
What deserves a call? What deserves a call to the fashion police more? Someone wearing a Tweety Bird nightgown or their butts hanging out?
Definitely their butts hanging out.
See, I was going to go with the Tweety nightgown.
Tweety.
Like, oh, you know, as a woman, we should be able to dress how we want. And, like, everything doesn't need to be sexualized. But at the same time, you're going to be around children.
If
so,
your boobs or butt are hanging out, then it's kind of sexualized. I mean, that's just my opinion.
I get it, but I'm saying I agree that in like normal circumstances, if you want to go out dressed like that, fine. But if you're going to go to a place where there are small children, that's inappropriate.
Hey, thank you for calling in, and thanks for listening to us on the new 92.1 radio now in Houston. I got to turn your mic on, bro. You were talking.
I was going to say, if that's the case, I'll never be allowed at the school.
Why? Because you wear a lot of Tweety Bird nightgowns?
No, you guys always say I have plumber's butt.
You do. I've never met a guy.
Crack, yes.
I don't know if it's because you're bi or what. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I've never seen a guy with his whole butt area, like you're in prison sagging your pants. I've never seen so much butt crack exposed. Like, you have such a long strip of butt crack exposed. It's really creepy. No, seriously, like I had an uncle.
Can you not afford a belt? Is that one of the things
that you can't afford?
Take
mine right now.
I'm wearing
take mine.
A belt.
Well, I don't think he is.
It's not up high enough.
Wow.
Or your jeans are too big for you. You're wearing the wrong size.
Yeah, no, you're top heavy and tight. Light on the bottom.
Maybe I am.
Maybe your underwear's too small. They don't go up high enough.
You know what they say about small underwear, though.
What?
Just makes things look bigger. Hey, Rachel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
We're just trying to figure out if people agree with this principle saying, yeah, parents, why don't you set a good example for your son or your... Sorry, Porkchop is pulling his pants up, and this is very awkward. I feel sexually harassed. Oh, my God. What's up, Rachel?
Okay, so I totally agree with setting a good example for your kids, and if the principal is asking you to dress appropriately for an event, I totally agree with it. But I think it is hysterical that she's calling out people that are wearing hair rollers and house shoes. Like, do people really do that is the real question.
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. And it's like, I feel like the people that do that are not going to call in right now. And
they do.
Yeah, I just did a do everywhere. Thank you, Rachel, you little comedian, you.
And where Joe's from, they definitely do that.
What does that even mean, pork chop?
You always talk about you're from Howell, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. I'm from the white trash capital of America.
Here's what we do. We make a Joe and Alex show, I'm dropping my kids off at school shirt that people can wear.
I love that.
Yeah. So then you always
it's
have
like a hall
a
pass?
Thing. Yeah. Well, you always have a thing that you can wear, you know, as your uniform for dropping the kids off. That'll be within the dress code. And maybe we'll include a picture of Cookie Monster on there or something.
C is for Cookie. It's
so then
good
you still
enough
feel,
for me.
You'll still feel like yourself, but you'll be within the dress code.
There you go. You look good and you're following the rules.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
Bless you.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
This story makes me want to laugh, but then it also makes me want to cry. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to China for this one. A Chinese woman identified... I don't know how to talk about this. This one really is scary. She thought that she could feel a fishbone somewhere in her throat. So I guess she ate some fish, and there was like a piece of bone somehow she swallowed. You ever check, like, you ever have fish allergy?
Yes.
You don't eat fish. Okay.
They're sneaky bones because they're
exactly.
Very tiny.
Yeah, so not like a huge, like, giant thing. Well, she thought maybe, you know, she could knock the bone loose. So she decided, you know what I'll do? I'll try using, like, a little spoon about 5 inches
long. I don't like this.
Long.
I don't like this story at all. I don't at all. This what? Makes me, this is making me gag.
Hold on. It's not that bad.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Can I continue?
No.
Pork chop, can I continue?
I think so.
Okay. I got permission over road. Okay. So it was a 5-inch long metal spoon. She was going to try to knock it down her throat. Well, in the process, the woman accidentally swallowed the spoon.
I hate this story.
She then spent the next 4 days.
Shut up when you're talking to me.
4 days convincing herself that it would be too much trouble to go to the hospital.
Are you kidding me? This woman, what the heck is wrong with you?
When she finally went to the hospital, she was x-rayed and endoscopy or something like endoscopy. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm a stupid medical person. My mom was a nurse for 30 years. But anyways, they went in there and they did a 10-minute de-spooning procedure.
I don't like it.
Doctor said, quote, as the spoon was in a somewhat horizontal position.
You're kidding me.
We carefully adjusted it before pulling it out vertically. Other than some swelling in her small intestine, the woman didn't have any lingering complications, and she was discharged shortly afterwards. But the woman got a fishbone in her throat, then she used a spoon, and the spoon got stuck in her intestines.
Hated this.
How is that even possible? Like, I gag on anything that I eat. How are you going to let a spoon slide on down? Oh, Alex, you don't have that problem?
I could say a lot.
Yeah, okay. Alex apparently doesn't have that problem. That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Twitter, and Instagram. That's how you follow us. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And for Facebook, we use our station page for just search for Radio Now and give it a like. I don't exactly know why we're playing vampire music. Alex just said I needed to. So, Alex, what do you want to get out there? Is this a PSA?
Yeah, this is a little comfortable. I'm not really sure why we have to have this conversation, and neither was this doctor who now went viral on Twitter yesterday. But there is an OBGYN and a women's health author named Dr. Jen Gunter, and she ended up going viral because she had to put a weird myth to rest. I don't know the backstory on if, like, she had a patient that asked her this question on her table or what, but essentially the question was asked, is it a good idea to put garlic up your hoo-ha because it will help with yeast infections. So Dr. Jen Gunter was like, why you should not put garlic in your vagina? A thread. Garlic contains allicin, the lab, in the lab it may have antifungal properties, but that's in a lab, not even in mice. It's just in a little dish of cells. They were like, your hoo-ha is not a dish of cells. And they were talking about how like, said, well, I don't know why in 2019 I have to say this on Twitter, but here we are. You should not be inserting a garlic clove. She was like, "There is, it's not going to release a bunch of good things for your body or whatever."
Do you think do you think she might be a vampire?
She said, "Sigh." Hashtag vaginas are a no garlic zone.
That's very. That's interesting.
There's a smelly smell. A smelly smell that smells smelly.
I mean, have you ever thought about using garlic?
She said, for this to even work, you maybe you'd have to crush it up and stuff it up somehow. She's like, but it's dirty. Garlic, you know, it has dirt on it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that is not going to be good on raw tissue. And she said, and then your gynecologist like her, the OBGYN, is going to be the one that has to fish it out. That is so absolutely nasty. She was like, yeah, this is not going to help you feel better from a yeast infection. So, ladies, please refrain.
I feel like Liv would be like, well, but it's organic. It's natural.
Right?
It's a piece of garlic.
All the weird warlock and vampire lovers, refrain. You can attract or get rid of them another way, I should say. If you're trying to break up with him, your vampire boyfriend, don't do it by putting garlic in your clam.
Okay. Thank you.